All right, strap yourselves in because match week 10 was absolutely wild.
Yeah, crazy.
It had upsets that nobody saw coming.
No, but
Last minute goals
oh yeah.
that'll have you thinking what just happened. And enough drama to make you wonder if anyone knows what's going to happen next in the season.
Honestly, after this week, I have no idea what's going to happen
Yeah,
next.
me neither, but hey.
It's exciting, though, isn't it?
It is. It keeps things interesting, and that's what we're here to break down, right? We're going to try to make sense of it all. I mean, who predicted Bournemouth taking down Manchester City? The reigning champs?
2-1.
I mean, come on. Everyone and their grandma thought City would walk all over them. But instead, Bournemouth gave us a master class in how to expose a giant's
Well,
weakness.
and you have to give Bournemouth credit.
Right.
They came out strong and really took advantage of City looking, well, just a bit off, right?
Yeah.
For the first whistle, something was just a little bit off with City. And Bournemouth didn't let up. Milos Kirkes was fantastic, ended up with two
Oh,
assists
he was everywhere.
everywhere. And it just makes you think maybe tactics are becoming more important than just pure talent. I mean, Bournemouth showed that you can outsmart anyone.
I think you're right about that. And you see that tactical awareness with Newcastle shutting out Arsenal 1-0 at St. James's Park. I mean, sure, Arsenal were missing some key players,
Yeah.
but Newcastle's defense, I mean, they're like a brick wall.
They were.
So organized, so disciplined. Makes you wonder if squad depth, when you're fighting in multiple competitions like Arsenal are,
Right.
if that's the real key to winning the whole thing.
Well, it's definitely a factor. But I think what we're seeing is the playing field getting a little more level. Newcastle's win, it wasn't just about their defense. It was about a belief that they could beat anyone. The top teams, they aren't getting away with things as easily anymore.
Yeah, they can't just show up and expect to win.
Nope.
That's right, and that's what makes it so exciting to watch. So we've talked about the shockers, but let's not forget about those incredible comebacks.
Oh, the comeback.
Liverpool versus Brighton was an absolute roller
I
coaster.
thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Brighton scored early, and I thought, oh no, here we go again. But Liverpool, they just dug deep, right?
They did.
And clawed their way back for a 2-1 win.
2-1.
Gakpo with the equalizer, and then, well, who else? Mo Salah with the winner.
Classic Mo Salah.
Unbelievable. And speaking of clutch moments, we got to talk about Harry Wilson and Fulham.
Oh, stop. My heart can't take it.
Two goals
Two goals.
in injury time,
Injury time.
turning a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 victory against Brentford.
I mean, can you believe it? Brentford had it in the bag,
They thought they did.
and then boom.
Harry Wilson steals the show.
It's incredible. It reminds you that in the EPL, the game's never over till that final whistle blows.
That's right. You cannot count anyone out. And that kind of brings us to the teams that are fighting to avoid relegation. And unfortunately, some of them are looking a bit
A bit
lost.
lost.
Southampton, they finally got their first win.
It's about time.
It is 1-0 over Everton.
It's a start.
It is a start, but it still leaves them down there in the relegation
Right
zone.
at the bottom.
So what's going on with them? What are they doing well, and where are they falling short?
Well, I don't think it's just about, talent or tactics. With Southampton, it really seems like a confidence issue, They're playing with so much anxiety. You can just see it. It's paralyzing them.
Yeah.
But this win against Everton, it could be a turning point, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, they need to build on this, find their rhythm, start believing in themselves again.
It's a long season, but you got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
And then on the other hand, you have Wolves
Oh, Wolves still searching for their first win.
still at the bottom of the table, and that 2-2 draw against Crystal Palace, I mean, that's got to be demoralizing.
Yeah, it's not exactly what they needed.
No, not at all. And then you have Ipswich, another team that just got promoted and are having a hard time adapting to the Premier League.
Big jump.
Huge jump, and they got another draw this week. But when you're desperate for points,
Right.
a draw feels like a loss.
They're
They're
gonna.
showing a lot of grit, but are they just outmatched?
I think that's the question, isn't it? We'll see.
Yeah, I think so. And it feels like some of these teams are trapped in this cycle of almost, but not quite.
Yeah, they're so close.
Not quite there.
Not quite there, yeah.
And to break out of that, it's going to take more than just individual effort, you know? They need a system, a manager that inspires them.
Right.
And honestly, a little bit of luck wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, a little bit of like never hurts.
But hey, enough about the doom and gloom. Let's talk about some of those players who just absolutely lit it up this week.
Oh yeah, there were some incredible performances.
Incredible. Like, where do we even start? Milos Kerkez with those two assists against Manchester City. That was something else.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
His vision, his passing, it was on another level, really.
Definitely a player to keep an eye on. And of course, Harry Wilson. I mean, come on. Two goals in injury time for Fulham. That was pure magic.
I still can't believe it.
I know. And I think we got to give a shout out to Dominic Solanke as well, coming off the bench for Tottenham and scoring two goals against Aston Villa. I mean,
that's what you want from a substitute.
Exactly. He completely changed the game, you know?
Yeah, he injected some real energy into that attack. And his finishing, it was clinical, just clinical.
All right, so before we move on, we have to talk about the big match of the weekend. Manchester United versus Chelsea.
The big one.
One draw. It was a clash of the titans.
It was.
We had a penalty for United, a lightning-fast equalizer for Chelsea. I mean, it had everything you'd want in a rivalry match.
Yeah, atmosphere was electric.
Absolutely electric, yeah. You could just feel the tension on the pitch. Fernandes put that penalty away to give United the lead.
Ice in his veins.
And then almost immediately, Caicedo responds for Chelsea.
I mean, that was quick.
So quick. Both teams had their chances, but in the end, a draw felt like a fair result.
I think so, yeah.
So what did we learn about these two giants, right? After a match like that, are they really contenders, or are they still trying to figure things out?
Good question. Well, I think it's pretty clear that both United and Chelsea, they're still a work in progress.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's fair to say.
I mean, they have the talent, but it's that consistency that's been missing.
The missing piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And for United, it's all about building confidence under Van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, their new interim manager.
Yeah, exactly. And they've shown, you know, flashes of brilliance.
Yeah.
But they got to string together those consistent performances if they want to, you know, really challenge for the title.
Makes sense. And for Chelsea, it's like they're still trying to figure out who they are under their new manager.
Right, right. They have all the pieces, but they haven't quite figured out how to fit them all together yet.
Yeah, the chemistry is not quite there yet.
Not quite. And honestly, that's what separates the contenders from the pretenders in this league,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not just about having talented players. It's about how those players work together as a team.
It's about the sum of the parts.
Exactly, exactly. And it makes me think about this match week as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, all the upsets, the comebacks, the relegation battles. I mean, what surprised you the most?
Honestly, it's just how unpredictable this season has been. You know, I mean, we've seen underdogs pulling off these incredible wins, mm-hmm. favorites stumbling, and just so much drama, right? Every single week.
Every week.
It's like you never know what's going to happen next.
You really don't. And that's what makes the Premier League so special. It's a testament to how competitive this league really is.
Yeah.
You know, any team can beat any other team on any given day.
Couldn't agree more. All right, so let's have some fun with this.
Yeah.
Let's make some predictions.
Okay. I like
Who do you think is going to win it all this year? And which teams, you know, are really in danger of going down?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, even with that loss to Bournemouth, I still think Man City, they have the quality and the depth to win it all again.
Okay, so you're sticking with the champs.
For now, yeah. But I wouldn't count out Liverpool just yet, you know.
Yeah.
They've shown that they can bounce back from anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have that winning mentality, you know. They know what it takes.
So maybe experience is going to be the deciding factor in this title race.
It could be. It could be. But don't underestimate the hunger of a team like Tottenham. You know?
Yeah, they've been playing really well.
They have. They have a new manager. They have this renewed sense of purpose, and they really believe that they can win it all. And as for relegation, I think Southampton and Wolves, they're in real trouble.
Yeah, they got to turn things around quickly.
They do, or they're going to be in a real fight to stay up.
And what about Ipswich? You think they have what it takes to survive in the Premier League?
It's going to be tough for them. You know,
yeah.
They've shown potential, but they just don't have the experience or the quality to to compete consistently at this level. You know, they need to make some smart signings in January and just find a way to grind out results if they want to stay up.
So it sounds like we're in for a pretty exciting race at both ends of the table.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a nail biter. That's for sure.
And that's what we love about the Premier League, right?
Absolutely. The drama, the passion, the unpredictability. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen next.
And that's why we keep coming back for more. Every week, right? Every week, it's like the Premier League saying, hold my beer, watch this.
And just when you think, okay, I've got a handle on things.
I know what's going on.
Boom, everything changes.
It's flipped upside down, yeah. And it makes me think, you know, we've talked a lot about tactics and individual players having these huge moments. And obviously, you know, that relegation battle, that's always intense. But when we zoom out a bit, you know, what does all this mean for the future of the Premier League? Like, where are we headed?
I think we're seeing a real shift in the balance of power.
Yeah.
You know, the big teams, the ones that used to dominate.
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee anymore.
Right.
And it's giving other clubs the chance to really step up and challenge them.
Yeah.
And that just makes the league even more competitive, even more unpredictable.
Which is great for the fans.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what we all want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not just about who wins the title at the end. Mm. It's about everything that happens along the way.
It's about the journey, the ups and downs, the surprises. I mean, that's what makes it so exciting.
I completely agree. And you know, for anyone out there who hasn't really watched the Premier League before, or maybe they're thinking about getting into it, I mean, now's the time.
Yeah, jump in.
This is the perfect time.
The water's warm.
Yeah, it's full of passion. It's the drama is unbelievable, and the talent, I mean,
world class.
Yes. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Match Week 10,
another crazy one.
What's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this episode?
I think it's just to embrace the unpredictability, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get too attached to your predictions or what you think is going to happen. Because it probably won't. Anything can happen in the Premier League. We've seen it, like, week after week this season. Just enjoy the ride, savor the moments, and be ready for anything.
That's perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself. So, there you have it, folks. Another wild week in the Premier League. A reminder of why this league is the best in the world. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time for more insights, more analysis, and I'm sure even more surprises.